Advent and Christmas are meant to be a 40-day season of renewal to help us to prepare not only for Christmas, but especially for the second coming of Christ, the end of the world. The 4 weeks of Advent times 7 days equals 28, plus the 12 days of Christmas equals 40. I will walk you through 5 things to help you to prepare for Christmas and the end of the world. This will radically transform your life. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now let's get right into it. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. For the 4 weeks of Advent and then for Christmas, we're going to have 1 theme for each, 5 themes total. You're going to need to get yourself a journal to write a lot, and this will draw you closer to the Holy Spirit, to listening to what He has to say to you. First theme for the first week of Advent is repentance. And not just what you're sorry for and what you need to repent of, but since sin is principally an offense against God, asking the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to repent of? Every day for 5 minutes or less of that first week of Advent, asking the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to repent of? And write those things down. Keep track of them, because He will be showing you things that you weren't even aware of offend God. At the end of that week, on Saturday, the Saturday vigil, most Catholic churches have confession Saturday 4 to 5 or 3 to 5, whatever times your church have. Go to confession. Bring all those things that the Holy Spirit has shown you offend Him to confession and bring them to the priest. Done. First week of Advent, repentance. Second week of Advent, now that you've brought your sins to the Lord, bring other people's sins as well. Second week's theme is forgiveness. Same thing. Every day in the morning of that second week of Advent, ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, who are people that I need to forgive? Now, some of these will be people that you immediately know that you're angry at, but many will be people that you haven't thought of in years. Write those down every day. The names of those people and some of the things that they have done. Now, compile that list, be bringing it out that entire second week. Same thing. Saturday at the end of the second week, go to confession again, and this time confess the people that you're angry at or that you're resentful towards. Bring to the priest that, not their sins, but just simply, Father, please forgive me for the person that I'm angry at, etc. Now, after you get out of confession, do your penance and then practice a formula for forgiveness that I've talked about in another video. What is that going to sound like? You're going to need to give yourself about 15 or 20 minutes to do this. You're simply going to say, in the name of Jesus, I forgive, mention the person, for, and then start saying out loud their sins in the church. Do that with each person. This will feel amazing. You're going to feel like you lost 20 pounds. You're going to feel unbelievable. Done. Second week of Advent, theme, forgiveness. Third week of Advent, the theme is renouncing. I'm putting a list right here of all these things that you could renounce. Every day of the third week of Advent, ask the Holy Spirit in the morning. You're going to get used to talking to and listening to the Holy Spirit during this entire time. Holy Spirit, which one of these things are things that I need to renounce? Now, print out this sheet or take a screenshot and then again, write those things down. Every day, maybe that first day, He's going to show you all of them. But as you continue asking that very simple question each and every day of the third week of Advent, you're going to go deeper in the things that you need to renounce. And you're especially listening for the primary thing. A lot of us have this primary thing, hurt, resentment, insecurity, or whatever that is, that we really, really need to renounce. And again, at the end of the third week of Advent, guess what? On Saturday, you're going to go to confession again, and you're going to confess to the priest all the things that you need to renounce. Anger, resentment, hatred, etc. Then after you get out of confession, do your penance again and give yourself about 10 minutes to renounce those things in the name of Jesus. That's going to sound like this. In the name of Jesus, I renounce a spirit of anger. I renounce resentment. I renounce hatred, etc. until you are done. Third week of Advent, renouncing. Fourth week of Advent. This one is shorter. It's literally only going to be about 3 days. You are going to pray the prayer of command. That is the theme. Now, in that day, that Sunday and the 23rd, you're going to ask the Holy Spirit to really, really, really complete the repentance, the forgiveness, and the renouncing. And on the 23rd at night, or the 24th in the morning, I want you to say the following prayer. Now, we have authority over our own bodies and soul. So we are able to say this type of prayer, which is a prayer of deliverance, and we pray prayers of deliverance every time you pray the St. Michael prayer. And you will say the following prayer. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of every spirit that I've renounced, and I command them to leave right now. That first week, repentance. That second week, forgiveness. That third week, renouncing. And we're completing it in the fourth week with the prayer of command. That will conclude the four themes for the 4 weeks of Advent. On Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, I want you to just simply pray the following prayer. Heavenly Father, give me your blessing. What's a blessing? A blessing is the thing that God the Father told Jesus at two separate times, after his baptism and just before his death on Mount Tabor. You're my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. Each of us needs to receive this from our Heavenly Father, whatever is unique to what our hearts need. And I want you to listen for that over the 12 days of Christmas, beginning on the 24th of December, ending on January 2nd, the traditional 12 days of Christmas, and write those things down. Write down the things that God the Father tells you. You have emptied yourself from all these evils, yours, other people's sins, and these things that you've renounced. Now it's time for you to be filled. Filled to the brim. God the Father wants to give you gifts in Christmas, but not toys or these types of things, spiritual gifts. Perhaps he wants to bless you so that you no longer feel lonely. Perhaps he wants to fill you with love so that you no longer need to lust. Perhaps he wants to fill you with courage so that you no longer need to be afraid. These are the types of blessings that he wants to give you in each and every day of Christmas. Not only listen for the blessings that he wants to give you, but give him thanks, because gratitude grows the gift even more. My friends, this is going to be a life-changing, transforming 40 days of Advent and Christmas. I'll see you in the next one.